The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Do you have your permit for this dance? That's what we've been talking about throughout the show here tonight. Six police officers showing up at a dance party, what was intended to be a dance party, what the organizers thought was going to be a dance party, what the organizers thought they had the permit for to have the dance party, which, of course, is ridiculous that you would need to ask anyone's permission to have someone dancing on your premises. But that's what they require in St. George, Utah, and maybe where you live. Don't scoff at this, thinking that this couldn't happen where you live. It very well could happen. You just don't know, because you probably haven't read through the ordinances in the city. Maybe there just hasn't been an issue. Maybe everybody's begged permission for their dance party, and there hasn't been this issue. Because, you know, had they gotten the permit, this wouldn't be in the news. But it became news because the city, for some reason, sort of last minute decided to add a no dancing provision to the dance permit that they had received. Derek J has details. We're going to get back into the story. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. We're going to get a statement from the party organizer who basically probably lost money or came damn close to losing money on this party, because not as many people came out. In fact, people left the party as a result of the police showing up with a video camera, six cops coming into this location, and then announcements were forced. They forced somebody to make announcements saying that, you know, you couldn't be dancing at the party. So they could play music. They could play loud music. Just can't dance to it. Toll-free number 855-453.
So nice of the government to let you play music at your house.
We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. We've got Jeff on the line in Pennsylvania. Jeff, you were the interviewer in the video that Johnson brought in on Thursday night. It was filmed, I guess, outside of Philly somewhere, and there was some sort of candidate for office who had a representative that was campaigning for him, and you guys started asking this guy questions about his beliefs, you know, because all he was doing was just sort of repeating the campaign platform, the general statements about what it means to be progressive, and you suggested that maybe, well, that would mean violence being enacted on people. And he got pretty upset about that and stormed off after letting loose a string of profanities. The video is on YouTube. And what is it entitled? Something about how to make a progressive lose their S?
Yeah, exactly. That's the name of the video.
So you were calling tonight to inform us on what happened afterwards, and you barely got into the story because we were at the very end of the hour. So go ahead.
Yeah, basically what would happen, kind of to mine and Chris's dismay, is that the other candidate who we weren't interviewing, volunteer for, basically took that video and tweeted it out and is trying to use it kind of like as a political leverage in his campaign to show, like, these are the radicals working for the other guy.
So you weren't doing this because you support the other candidates?
Oh, certainly not. And, you know, that's the unfortunate part with being a libertarian or a person who just believes not in violence, you know, that it's just, oh, well, if you don't believe in this, then you're the other. And, you know, that's unfortunate that we get categorized like that. But we would have certainly done it to a Republican.
Could you spin this into more publicity for your group? You're with the Students for Liberty group. Which campus was it?
This is Westchester. It's a state school about 20 miles
Westchester.
West.
So couldn't you reach out now to this politician who's using your video as a political platform, essentially, to talk about how great he is in comparison? Hey, we're the guys that did that video. We'd love to do a follow-up interview with you and get your thoughts and then sit down with this guy, the actual politician, instead of one of his campaigners, and put the question to him as well and see how he answers, you know, being affiliated with violence. And then you could call him out as essentially being the same as and no different from the progressive candidate.
Exactly. That would be a great thing to do. Unfortunately, I don't think he's going to do that because he's ahead by, I think, 6 points in the race. And he knows that he's going to lose.
He's not a fool.
Yeah. But also, you know, just as a point, too, that I'd like to point out in just in discussion and Facebook comments and YouTube comments, I mean, there's a lot of libertarians who are coming out kind of advocating, saying, like, man, why didn't you punch that guy in the face?
What?
You know, and it's just kind of disheartening. And you know, they claim to be libertarians, and I highly doubt they are. But
Are we talking about YouTube commenters?
Yeah, but even Facebook commenters or even people that I've had discussions with who have libertarian leanings, they say, man, he's dead wrong. And I think this is just something that...
So punch him in the face?
Yeah, it's a, I would have, you know, gotten angry.
Ridiculous.
Or how to control your emotion. And it's
good for you for not. I mean, good for you for not reacting in the same way that this guy. I mean, this guy was out of control.
Yeah, it's pretty dumbfounding. But, you know, the silver lining is that there's a lot of people who weren't really politically active that I showed the video to, and a lot of close friends who now seem to get an interest in. It's almost like a clicking point is to see that, you know, when people are backed into a corner or understand something or are told something they don't understand, that, you know, the general reaction might be to get violent or to get, you know, upset or angry.
Yeah, and also, I mean, you're talking about internet critics. I mean, these are people who have probably never made a video in their entire lives. They have no idea what goes into it, and maybe they feel like they would do this. You know, they feel like if they were in an argument that they would lash out violently, which, of course, is a reason for them to not go out into the public and to make fools of themselves and to end up getting charged criminally and held liable for hurting somebody. You know, Derek J., you and I, we've got a lot of practice going out there and dealing with people. Mark will tell you he's not the right guy for that job. He would possibly, I mean, hopefully not, but, you know, you're not so sure about your ability to stay calm, in which case, stay home. You're not the right person for man on the street or ambush-style interviews in this case. So kudos to you, Jeff, for keeping your cool. My critique of the video, as you heard, since you probably listened to the conversation we had on Thursday, was that I felt like the reason why the guy took offense in the first place was because what you said to him made it sound like, oh, well, you're a progressive, and so your policies will bring violence about on people. And it didn't really communicate that violence is already part and parcel of the system, and that you obviously know that as somebody who's in Students for Liberty. But I felt like that was miscommunicated to him, and it set him off. Now, there's no excuse for how he behaved towards you, you know, but that's what I think the main miscommunication was that sort of started a series of further miscommunications. Your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously, you know, I think it's a little bit of a balance. I think Mark had mentioned it, that, you know, certainly cognitive dissonance is you know, evident there, too. But, yeah, I didn't do the best job leading into the question, and I will admit that. I've done many better interviews in my life. That's not the best one. And, you know, I
is that the one that got all the views, though?
Yeah, that's the one that gets all the views, unfortunately. but still, as much as I like to say, yeah, I really, you know, messed up.
Well, you got to get out there. I mean, the more you get out there, the more you put it out there, the more you're going to blow something. You're going to screw something up at some point. And it's, you know, you're live. You know, you don't get another retake. So kudos to you for going out there and doing it. We need more people like you in this movement, specifically in New Hampshire. Do you have any plans to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
I've been thinking about it. I've been talking about it. I know Chris, my friend over in Westchester, is very interested. Built the Pork Fest, things like that, and, you know, it's just a really...
You have been to Pork Fest?
I didn't last year. I'm going to be going next year. Chris is up there. You know, he's trying to get me to go, and hopefully I can make it up there next year.
Did you guys make peace with the subject of the interview after the camera cut out?
Oh, absolutely not, actually, and that's another great story. That after, when I was in the debate, because it was before the debate for the Congress seat, he actually came up to me and kept, you know, insulting me, basically. And I said, hey, you want to step outside, to, you know, have a discussion outside? And he kind of took that as, wow, now you're getting violent. I thought it was kind of funny. He did not like it. You know,
you didn't have the camera nearby when he came back up for round two?
No, unfortunately not. But I think his friends kind of realized that he was a little out of line, and he looked like the fool that night. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
At all, so.
Yeah, he definitely did. So, yeah, definitely come up to Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's the summertime event, as you know, but our listeners may not, the summertime event put on by the Free State Project in northern New Hampshire. It's a great excuse to come up and meet many in the community here. Of course, Liberty Forum is coming up sooner, which is happening in March. And this weekend is Keenvention as well. All of these Woo! Are great excuses to come up and meet the Liberty community here. But we need more people like you, people with the ability to go out and put the ideas of Liberty out there and get it on video. Thanks, Jeff, for doing that, and thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Antiwar.com doing a fundraising drive, and it may be one of the most important that they've ever done.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they're down to a skeleton crew over there with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up. It's even the worst of situations, but they can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. If you want news items that, take another look at these international relations stories, because I often feel like I'm just getting one side of the story. Antiwar.com, after I have a chance to read that, I feel like I'm getting other parts of the story. So this is valuable, and nobody's, you know, that's not going to get the big sponsors. They don't have the deep pockets. It's not the politicians. It's not the military-industrial complex supporting Antiwar.com. It's just you and I. So antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state.
And they take Bitcoin as well.
They certainly do.
Go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. More about the crackdown on the dance party in St. George, Utah. No dancing allowed without a permit. Let's go first, though, to Brett. That's coming up. Brett, though, is on with us, calling from Des Moines. You're on Free Talk Live, Brett, via Skype.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
So I've got a couple of questions. I've known about the Free State Project for quite some years, and I'm kind of at a point in my life now where I feel like it's, you know, it's time to figure out where I want to move to and settle, and so it's been on my mind a lot. But what I do for a living, I'm a DJ. So my first question was,
does that mean you work at a strip club?
I wish. No, actually, no. I just nightclubs, and I travel a little bit, you know, okay, for some out of state gigs and stuff like that, but. I'm just wondering, what's the nightlife like in, I don't know if Keene really would have anything, but maybe
not
like
much
Manchester.
In Keene. But Derek J, you visited out in Manchester a time or two. Can you comment to the big city?
Yeah, Manchester's got some clubs. It's got some fun nightlife. I think there are DJ gigs to be had there. But people in Manchester would be better to ask, frankly. I've never lived there or spent more than a weekend there.
Yeah, that might be a good question to ask on, like, the Free State Project Facebook group. There's a Facebook group with about 7,000 members, and, you know, just to kind of throw that out there. Of course, yeah, if you're in the Manchester area or in Nashville, which is the second largest city with about 70,000 people living there, you're not far from Boston and, you know, a lot of other sort of New England areas.
I'm pretty sure Boston's got some people in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
This is the kind of question you have to answer for yourself, because people are either going to say, oh, the nightlife stinks, or, oh, the nightlife's awesome. And
good point.
They don't really have you're an expert. You're professional at what it is that, you know, you're looking for. They're a bunch of amateurs that, you know, may go or may not go to clubs and may, you know, may be cynical about the local area, or maybe, you know, delighted with it. So what you really need to do is you need to come and see. Now, you may be able to find somebody who's going to, you know, take you around, sort of point you to some clubs in the Manchester area or something like that by going on and talking to people on the Facebook page or the forum or whatever. But you need to see this for yourself, and you need to not ask amateurs.
I have also heard from someone who is a professional, Luther, actually used to be one of the hosts of Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
He's a professional musician.
Right.
He says that, or he had said that the seacoast, specifically Portsmouth, is also a very big music-friendly town. So you may find
but he kind of does eclectic music. So I don't know.
Rock music. Anyway, you he's touring now, but
that's true.
Regardless, so that's another possibility as far as Portsmouth. It's also even closer to Boston than Manchester, and rumor has it there is a nightlife in Portsmouth as well. So, you know, New England is it's a small place, all things considered. And so there's those several states you'll probably want to get gigs outside of New Hampshire would be my guess. So you'll probably want to end up doing gigs in Portland, Maine, in Boston, Massachusetts, and wherever else you can get them. That's just me guessing based on my limited experience and seeing where people throw raves. And that may be a different kind of DJing than what you're doing. It sounds like you're just doing club DJ. But, you know, I know that rave parties tend to get thrown in, you know, cities all across New England, not so much in New Hampshire. But there are definitely dance clubs and nightclubs in, you know, places like Manchester and Portsmouth here.
I would like to see more of them.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Derek.
No, that's all I'm saying. Bring some. Bring the party.
Right. Well, that's just it. You know, you can also create something, too. I don't know how much money you've got, but the more investors we have here, the more people with capital, with the idea of, creating an entrepreneurial kind of thing and bringing something new to the table, that's also, that would be very useful to have. But
I'll definitely have a couple of friends in Boston. That didn't even occur to me. I have one other quick question if you have time.
Sure.
Kind of a weird question, but what's the internet situation like there? I'm a huge, like, it's really important to me.
It's good, actually.
Doesn't Portsmouth have Fios?
Portsmouth does have Fios, which is or the equivalent of Fios. It used to be a Verizon thing in New Hampshire, but they sold to a different company. But they do have fiber optic internet out on the Seacoast region, and even all the way out here in the woods of Keene, we've got wideband from Time Warner. I've got 30 megabits down here and 5 megabits up at the studio.
I live in the woods. I can get 15 down.
Yeah. So I mean, that's something you want to check before you move into a place. You want to make sure, like, if you're going to be buying someplace or renting in a place that's rural, you're going to want to double check and make sure that internet is available there. There are some areas where it's restricted, where it's not really available, but even small towns are starting to get it, and Mark is in a very small town, which it was kind of rough in the beginning for you, Mark. You were doing satellite internet, but the DSL did finally come out that way. So if you're going to be, even in some of the small towns, you can get decent internet in New Hampshire, and if you're in an urban area, you'll be just fine.
Cool. Well, good to know. I guess that's all I had. Awesome. I'm planning on going to Pork Fest next year, so hopefully I get to meet you guys, and appreciate you taking my call.
Good plan, Brett. We'll see you there, and thank you for the call tonight. So, yeah, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. And the more young people that move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the more demand there will be for nightlife-type services and things like that. So, yeah, it would be great to see an expansion in that way.
Yeah, that's something I want. And that's something I tried to add as part of the culture here when I moved, seeing not as many dance parties as I was used to in Philly. I was like, well, let's throw our own.
Well, there's going to be one more this weekend, Keenvention, on Saturday night, the first ever, and maybe only ever, I don't know, we'll see how it goes, Halloween dance party. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely one for the books.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So you can bring up anything that you want, and we did not ask permission for a dance permit.
No.
I don't think such a thing exists in Keene based on a cursory bit of research into the subject. Of course, I didn't research it before the party. I only researched it tonight, given that we have had news about St. George, Utah, cracking down on a family fun party. I mean, this was going to be at a fun center kind of thing. Anybody was invited. It was not a family fun. It was an 18 and up party. But, you know, sounds like a rave.
Oh, I thought it was younger than that. Okay.
It sounds like a rave. And I've been to raves at these sort of venues where it's like the bumper cars and the arcade. And it's a blast. Everybody has fun and, you know, it's no big deal. But it was a big deal in St. George. We'll give you the statement from the party promoter. They got cracked down on. The cops showed up with a video camera. They lurked about throughout the whole party just to make sure nobody started to wiggle their butt or something. 855-450-FREE. No dancing allowed without a permit. You can share your thoughts with us on that or anything on Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we get the chance, we'll give you the statement from the party promoter on the crackdown by St. George, Utah police against... Whoa, that was abrupt.
It's like somebody dropped something on the record player.
Anyway, we'll get the statement here in a little bit. The toll-free number is 855-453. No dancing allowed without a permit in St. George. And don't scoff. It could be illegal where you live, and you just don't know that it's illegal because you probably never tried to throw a dance party before. We'll get into that here. But first, we go to your calls and your thoughts. Oh, and by the way, don't forget you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. All our features are free there. But it's not free for us to run this radio show. It does cost money to produce a radio show. It costs money to market the show to new radio stations. And we have a program that can help you back up Free Talk Live, that can help you help us get on more radio stations all around the country. Also, bring new internet listeners on board. Also, expand our satellite footprint. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for just $5 per month. And you can do it with any major credit card through PayPal. You can also use Visa or MasterCard right on our website, which is amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you go to learn more about the AMP program. That's where you can get signed up. AMP, as in advertise, market, promote. amp.freetalklive.com. We take that $5 in, and we invest it into the show, spreading the ideas of freedom as far and as wide as possible. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. John is listening in Charleston, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, John.
Hey, man. I got a formula for effective population control without Bill Gates' covert mass murder kind of plots.
I'm not sure what Bill Gates might be plotting, but go ahead and tell me your plan for limiting population.
Well, I mean,
there
was that whole issue with the vaccine thing over in India.
Not familiar with that.
Huh?
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, basically it's one child per adult and two per marriage.
So you would want to use the government, the violence of the state, to enforce rules about who can have kids?
Well, that's not really – see, you really got to sell this idea as a politician, and you know, you really got to bring the topic up, and you really got to get people to buy into it first.
So it's not violence if you really sell it.
Well, wait, are you talking about persuading people or are you talking about violence? Because
exactly,
you said you have to be a politician, which means it sounds like you're using the violence of the state.
No. See, that's kind of the whole reason, because if this actually is some kind of big conspiracy topic that people are secretly plotting, like Bill Gates and sending bad vaccines to kill a bunch of people, you know, now they don't have an excuse because it can be done without violence.
Wait, so when you're – just want to clarify, you talked about politicians, and those people are agents of the state. When they get elected to office, they create laws, and laws are backed by violence. So are you talking about creating a law, or are you talking about just persuading parents to only have – what was it, one child per
– person.
Person or two per marriage? Okay.
If you remarry, I mean, it's just a general idea and, you know, really promoting birth control and – in common sense.
But you are just talking, just to be clear, you're talking about just persuading people to follow this? You're not talking about passing a law?
In large part, yeah. I mean, I really think if people have a choice between a bunch of poor people dying because society doesn't have a use for them, or, you know,
poor people are doing just fine today,
you know, this
in the United
isn't,
States.
This country isn't the one that's growing the population on the planet, right? You're clear on that.
I don't know. With immigrants coming in, I mean...
Well, how many immigrants do you want to shoot on the way in?
They're into all this. I mean, if they can't provide people on welfare, if they can't provide welfare for people anymore...
Well, so it sounds to me like we have a welfare problem, not a population problem.
It's not a welfare problem. It's an economic problem. It's a no-jobs problem. You know... These people don't have a use.
These people don't have a use. We need to control their population.
That's exactly the way they would look at it, I'm sure.
John, instead of putting a cap on the number of children that parents could have, what do you think about the idea of suggesting to parents that they only have as many kids as they can support, whatever that number may be?
See, any way you go about it, I mean, it's really just, if that is a concern with long-term stability, I mean, you really want to give back to the generation that comes after you. You don't want to put them in a crappy place to where, in like a hole they can't get out of, and a bunch of people have to die. So, you know.
Too late. This next generation's in a gigantic hole, several trillion dollars.
Do you have kids, John?
I don't think it's that bad if we just put our heads together and decide to have some kind of common sense about what we're doing.
Having any kids?
Having kids, you know, I really don't think that's the biggest problem this country is facing right now.
No.
I mean,
have kids?
We bring every homeless person from Africa over here.
John. Hey, John.
Yeah.
Derek's
got
a question for you. Will you listen to him?
I'm wondering if you're part of this problem or not, John. Are you contributing to this population explosion? Are you having kids?
I got two, actually.
Uh-oh. Two, that's more than one per person. I don't know
how the rule, it just reaches right to the amount you've got. Anybody who has more kids than me.
I got this flip, man. I got two, they're about two different girls, so.
So that's a loophole. That's the rule, right?
No, he's got his own loophole. See,
are they American girls is what I want to know.
Wait a minute.
Are these American women you're having sex with?
They're all from that other country. They're all.
Oh, no, they're immigrants.
Wait a minute.
Too,
okay.
So now.
Hold on, hold on. So just to clarify something, your rule, I just want to understand the rule. So you said it was one child per person or two per couple. But since you already had one child, you would be violating your own rule by going with another woman, right? You shouldn't be able to have more. By your own rule, you wouldn't be able to just go around and impregnate a bunch of women, right?
She's entitled to a kid, too.
So she can have one kid, but you can father as many as you want, as long as you have different relationships?
Eventually, there's going to be, like, some kind of court thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds like you got this all figured out. Thanks, John, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Watch out for the court things.
I don't know what I'm listening to there. I really don't.
You know, if you can persuade people to reduce the amount of children they're having, okay.
Well, this used to be a thing back in the 70s. You just didn't have kids. You know, humans are going to overpopulate the planet, and we need to watch out for that. So everybody gets one kid, two maybe, three no. Like this was sort of what the intellectual types were saying amongst each other. You just don't do this, and that was it was social pressure. It sort of made sense at that point, but it kind of died out. It ran its course. The people began to understand that look, it's not the problem with smart people who are going to think about this and care about this having kids. It's, people living on $2 a day in some foreign country, which are really the issue. So we have to figure out ways to get them more prosperity. Because the fact is, when people move into the city, out of the country, they have fewer kids, naturally. And that, it changes everything. It's people living rurally. Kids are an asset when you have a little farm. Because you can send them out to do farm work. But when you're in a city, they're not an asset. They're just a liability. People don't want more liabilities. So they have fewer kids. It's simple.
Well, there's obviously still plenty of people that are having kids living in cities who probably shouldn't have them.
Ian, I'm not talking about a hard and fast rule that every single person who lives in the city has no more than two children.
You're saying generally over generations, that's what happens.
No, I'm talking about generally immediately when they move into cities.
Right? So, if you want to persuade people, okay, try to persuade people. But when you start talking about bringing politicians into this discussion, that's an indicator that you're not talking about persuasion anymore. You're talking about a law, and the law is an opinion backed by a gun. And that's not a very neighborly thing to do. You don't point guns at people to get your way. 855-453, that's the toll-free number. More in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you,
ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you dial in now. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And Derek J., who probably should have taken the night off, came in with kind of a sore throat tonight. You've been doing way too much radio, Derek J.
I can't stop.
You really are, I mean, so busy doing more shows than I can quickly count. You've got Peace News Now twice a week.
Yeah.
You've got Cop Block Radio once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You do two Bitcoin shows, right?
Yeah, I do Bitcoin Talk Show and The Bitcoin Group.
So what? So one's on Wednesday, the other Friday?
That's correct.
And how does one find The Bitcoin Show? Through your website, DerekJ.me?
The easiest way to find anything I'm doing is to go to my website, which is DerekJ.me.
That's a lot of talking. Am I missing something else that you're doing, or is it just four shows?
Freedom Fiends. I host Freedom Fiends every Sunday night from 1 to 3 a.m. That's why I'm so tired.
Technically, Monday, or technically it's early Monday morning, but yeah, late Sunday night, early Monday morning, you're on The Freedom Fiends.
That's right. But though my voice may sound tired, I'm very excited to be here, and I think this is important to bring the people the story about St. George, Utah,
the crackdown on dancing. And by the way, dude, I did post that story on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. There's more detail in there than we'll likely be able to get to here tonight. But it is there for you if you want to dig in even further. It's pretty ridiculous. We're going to continue with your phone calls. Check Derek J. out on his website, DerekJ.me. You do more than radio. You've got a sort of a video blog that you've been doing live.
Yep.
Or Derek J. Live is the YouTube channel.
Yep. I took some amazing video today of a local store that was hit by eggs. So there's a lot of local stuff going on. Lots to see at DerekJ.me.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We've got Livewire calling from New Orleans, listening to WGSO. Hey, Livewire.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I have in my hand a newspaper clipping from about a week ago, and the topic here says, unruly crowd leads to arrest, injuries during Pumpkin Fest.
Oh, it made it down to New Orleans. All right.
Oh.
So I'm just trying to figure out what you guys are doing up there, man. Y'all got a voting block, and y'all got involved in this thing here. Right.
No. Well, first of all, the involvement that any of us had, and it was pretty much just me, because Derek J, you went home.
I made brownies.
Yeah. I wasn't interested in rioting or encouraging anyone to riot. I was interested in covering what was going on, recording video of what was going on, both of the rioting and of the police response to it. I did that and posted that video, two videos actually, to freekeen.com. So I don't know if you have internet access since you're reading a newspaper, but you may want to go and check out freekeen.com because that's where you can get all kinds of detail that they wouldn't tell you in the Associated Press piece or what Reuters or whichever one you're reading there.
Okay, well, they seem to have included Free Talk Live in it distinctly.
Really?
Excellent.
What do they say?
We'll take the press.
Wait a minute. What are they saying about Free Talk Live in a story about riots in Keene, New Hampshire?
Second paragraph. College officials provided few specifics on the melee, but said Keene State students and Free Talk Live were involved.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
I'm actually playing. No, it doesn't say that. It only says Keene State students and out-of-town visitors were involved.
Well, it is funny. It's funny. It was almost plausible for a moment there because there are certain people in town who absolutely hate the Liberty community here, and they have been saying ridiculous things recently about how the folks, some of the people on this show, were somehow involved in encouraging these riots to happen, which was absolutely not the case. I don't support
destruction
of property and violence.
How does one exactly encourage a riot? I mean, don't you have to – I mean, you either, you know, aggress on people's property or you don't.
You encourage it by saying, come on, guys, let's riot.
Yeah, something like that. There's some sort of words you can say. Graham Coulson was charged with inciting a riot during this recent situation. He says that all he did was tell the cops off, that he didn't, you know, say anything about go turn that car over or throw a firebomb or, you know, pull some signs. He didn't instruct anybody to do anything, but, you know, I guess if you say things they don't like, they can charge you with a felony. I really haven't read the statute in that case, so I don't know exactly. LiveWire, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to get out tonight?
Yeah, just that Jesus loves y'all, man.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Nick. He's in St. George. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's up? I just want to know what you guys think is going to happen in the November 2nd election coming up.
Huh?
Who cares? I mean, whoever wins, you lose.
The liars will win.
Yeah.
Right,
you know what?
Right.
What do you think, Nick? I mean, does it really matter ultimately?
I think it's a trick question. I think it's the November 3rd election.
I don't know. I don't know if it really matters, to be honest with you. But I've been a big Ron Paul supporter for a while. And what happened to him last election was just, I don't know if you guys noticed, but it was completely, I don't know what the word is, but
is he running, Nick?
Just pretty much cheated out of the. I'm sorry.
Is he running?
No. He is not.
Is
okay.
What?
Ron Paul has said that he is not running. You're still here. I don't know if you can still hear us.
No. What I'm saying is that I think he was cheated the last time. I think. How did Mitt Romney get the nomination over Ron Paul?
He's more mainstream.
Ron Paul is new to the scene for most people.
They certainly didn't make it look fair, right? You know, when the Republican convention.
You've seen the convention where the Ron Paul activist and the Mitt Romney activists were screaming back and forth. But
Ron Paul guys out. I mean, they were cutting their microphones off. They were doing everything they could to prevent the Ron Paul guys from having any kind of impact at these conventions. And that's why Ron Paul didn't win. It's not because his ideas were the worst. It's because the system is entrenched, and there's almost nothing that you can do to win the ideas of liberty inside this crazy D.C. system, which is why I really don't pay much attention. I pay attention locally what happens in New Hampshire, but obviously what happens in New Hampshire isn't really going to matter to you in St. George. And Nick, thanks for the call.
Can you explain to people how the GOP, like the Republican Party, actually works? Like, I mean, how they actually nominate a candidate?
I don't know. I don't spend any time in party politics. Mark, can you answer that question?
Well, I mean, on the national level, it works different in different states. On the national level, apparently, they do whatever the hell they want.
In different states, they did whatever the hell they wanted to. They suspended the rules. They went ahead and
They'd end the meeting, then start it back up when everybody left, all kinds of stuff.
Basically, you know, the way it works, Nick, and it works this way in both the Republicans and Democrats, is there's a bunch of old guard, and these guys, you know, they don't want to rock, have the boat rocked by some upstart like Ron Paul coming in with his, you know, young supporters coming into their party and screwing everything up for the, you know, for the gravy train for them and their buddies in industry. And so anybody that is a threat to the status quo will be opposed vehemently. And that's what happened with the Ron Paul campaign.
Okay,
and I thank
you guys,
Nick, for the call tonight. We're out of time for you, but I appreciate your call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, look, if you're frustrated with party politics as they stand, if you are frustrated, if you love freedom, you really need to make the move to New Hampshire. I mean, this is the only place where freedom-loving people can actually get elected as Republicans and Democrats. It's happening here, unlike anywhere else in the whole country. So check out freestateproject.org if you love liberty. And to love liberty, that means you have to understand that other people need to be free, too, not just you. And also that in order to be free, you know, that means you can live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else. And in fact, Ron Paul endorsed the Free State Project. He's too old to move himself, but and he, you know, he's happy down there in Texas. But for younger people, even people in their, we've had people in their 60s.
Lots of retirees are moving up here.
Yeah.
For the Free State Project. Sure.
So if you seek, if you're seeking freedom in your life, the national political system is not the way to acquire it. Derek J., let's get the response from the party promoter, Utah, St. George, cracking down on people who just wanted to have a dance party.
Heart of Dixie, the people who threw the event, said, quote, "The city issued a permit. We applied for a special event permit for a dance. It was issued. Then, when they had no way to shut it down, they produced additional pages to the permit that we were not given, on which they had handwritten that the dance was not allowed."
And they showed these permits, so they showed these extra pages on the day of the dance party right before it started.
Correct.
With the police.
Not to mention, we were on private property. It's a First Amendment right to dance. We weren't playing loud music enough to be heard off the property. And when the police were there, no one was dancing. They sent six officers to make sure that no one was dancing. Dancing is not a crime.
So they got a dance permit. They changed the government changed the dance permit, mm-hmm. so they couldn't dance, and took their money for the dance permit, right?
That's right.
That's about right.
We don't know what the permit cost them, but it's a ridiculous story. It's up at our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can access all of those by visiting news.freetalklive.com. You can access more of Derek J at derekj.me and come see him in person this weekend at Keenvention, which we'll tell you more about as the week goes on. Go to keenvention.info to learn more. Tickets are still available. See you tomorrow night. Freetalklive.com.
If Americans continue their reckless disregard of the U.S. Constitution, our freedoms and way of life may not continue. Original Intent, Spoiler, and Moulin Labe is a three-movie special that explains what we can do. From the director of Fiat Empire, this trio of movies features Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Edwin Vieira, and many others. On sale now at moviepubs.net. This is a mini-library you don't want to be without.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.